Reignite on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Welcome back to Reignite. Now, playing big and being ambitious, as we've talked a lot about today, means sometimes having to fake it, being an extrovert, which in turn can leave us having to do the self-talk in the bathroom to get through public speaking, or can provoke a sleepless night trying to interpret feedback from the boss. We're going to be joined live from Boston shortly by Maura Ahrens-Mullay. First, I'm going to read out text messages coming through. We have one from Steve on our earlier conversation, which is, get down to Women's National League games, loads of underage teams. Saturday afternoons will inspire girls and women. And I think that matches what Ciara McGeehan was saying in terms of her call to action, which is just get involved, be present, participate, be involved. We're hoping to go live to Maura Ahrens-Mullay in Boston shortly. So bear with us on that. We hope to have Maura with you now, who is the author of The Anxious Achiever. And we have her online, do we? Do we have her? Yeah, great. Maura, you're very welcome to Reignite. I know it's very early in the morning there for you. Maura, you're joining us from Boston, so I think it's 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Maura Ahrens-Mullay, you're a global speaker, a best-selling author and entrepreneur, but you're also a self-proclaimed extremely anxious overachiever, and you've published the book The Anxious Achiever, Turn Your Biggest Fears into Your Leadership Superpower, and you also have a podcast on that whole theme. You've devoted, Maura, 4 years to researching this. You've interviewed hundreds of leading experts trying to figure out how to build a career that isn't ruled by anxiety. And we know, of course, there are types of clinical anxiety that are, of course, disabling, very complex, require professional medical help. But what we're going to talk about here for a few moments are those lower levels of anxiety that most of us can really relate to. You've had your own experiences as a high achiever, but of those moments of instant panic and anxiety. Bring us back to those.
Oh my goodness. Well, good morning. It's great to talk to you. I've had clinical anxiety since I was 19 years old, you know, and it's ranged from having panic attacks that sometimes landed me in the emergency room to, you know, just sitting at the airport on my way for a business trip and feeling like I just cannot get on that plane, you know, or sometimes like I can't leave my house. But most days it's a sort of manageable level because I've learned a lot of skills. As you mentioned, I've had incredible therapists, psychiatrists helping me along the way, because when you manage anxiety, you can't do it alone. You need people to help.
And in those moments, we enter what you call these thought traps, or what some call cognitive distortion, or these thinking errors. What is involved in those moments? Like, be it the email that comes in from the boss late at night, or be it, oh, we have to do this public speaking moment and we have to kind of have the self-talk. What are those thought traps, and how do you think we kind of work to better understand them, get ourselves out of it?
Absolutely. You know, I would love listeners to just take a minute and think about a time at work. Maybe they did. They saw that name pop up in their email inbox and they instantly assumed they were getting fired, right? Or they were invited to do something that they wanted to do, maybe give a talk or get invited to interview for a new role. And they instantly thought, I'm not qualified. I'm bad. I can't do this. I'll never forget, I interviewed a Google executive, senior Google executive, who's also a world champion weightlifter. And his instant negative thought is, I'm lazy. I'm lazy. He hears it in his brain. Many of us who deal with anxiety have these thought traps that we go to instantly when we're anxious, right? Even imposter syndrome, right? Something we talk about a lot, is a thought trap. These are instant, often habitual negative thoughts that our brain goes to when we're anxious. And the thing is, they're not real, right? They're traps. Sometimes they're long-held habits from our childhood or our early career. And when we understand which thought traps we tend to go to, because we all have our greatest hits, you know, we can pause for a sec and say, is this true? Do I know I'm going to get fired? am I lazy? And we can interrupt that long-held pattern of anxiety.
So a lot of us, we catastrophize, we label it, I'm such an idiot, rather than kind of going, okay, what was the mistake that happens there? We're perfectionists, yep. You know, it's the all or nothing. We do the job interview, we come out and we go, I'm definitely not going to get it, because we have this idea of perfection rather than the, sometimes the done is better than perfect. You believe that we can lean on anxiety. Look, it's never going to go away, those worries that keep us awake at night. But we can learn enough about it to turn it into a superpower, make it an ally. But you really have to start with understanding it, asking some of the questions that you're talking about there. What else can we do in those moments?
We can breathe. Anxiety is a physical reaction as much as it is a cognitive one, right? Or a mental one. Anxiety is an ancient emotion that is in our sort of lizard brains, right? Because it's meant to keep us alive, right? Anxiety is a threat response. And so you can think of it as an ancient sense of wandering back when we were prey as well as predators, thinking, is that rustle in the bushes something that's going to eat me? And we still have that response, except now it might be, is that 5 p.m. meeting going to get me laid off? Our brain doesn't really know the difference. And so when we know that about anxiety, we can understand that it's an emotion and it's trying to tell us something. Now, what it's trying to tell us isn't always true. And that's the work that we have to do. But, you know, a lot of the people that I've interviewed for the Anxious Achiever have learned to accept that for whatever reason, chemistry, background, genetics, they are wired a little bit hotter than other people. And when you understand that about yourself and you sort of learn to manage it, you can see your anxiety as an ally because it's trying to tell you something. And sometimes it's actually trying to give you a signal that you need to listen to.
Some people listening to you, Maura, Aaron's, Millie, might say, that's all lovely. And yes, I can reframe, I can break it down, I can make it my ally. But employers, the culture hasn't changed. A backlash will follow. If you turn up and work and say, this gave me anxiety and try to explain it, do you think those perceptions, those cultures are changing enough that there isn't a backlash?
It's changing, but I never recommend for people to show up and say, I'm anxious, I can't do this, right? Because work is work. And like all things that are challenging in life, we need to learn to manage and face our fears. You know, so many of us actually act out anxiety at work through micromanaging, through controlling behaviors, through overworking, through just being a jerk sometimes, through reaching for all those Snickers bars at 4 p.m., right? We all feel anxious, and most of us act it out almost reflexively, unconsciously, right? And so it's when you listen and learn to think, this is really making me anxious. This project is making me anxious. And my instinct is to micromanage my team, but maybe I'm not going to do that, right? Maybe I'm going to bring them around for a conversation and we're going to set some goals and milestones instead. That you become a really, really good leader and much more self-aware and probably happier, right? So I don't want anyone to use anxiety as an excuse. Anxiety can be terrible. It can be absolutely awful, but it's something that we need to learn to face and be courageous, right? And the truth is there is stigma about mental health at work. And so companies are coming along, but I want people to be savvy about how, if, and when they disclose.
Okay, well, on that call to action and wise words, thank you so much for that. Maura Aaronsmalee, she is the author of The Anxious Achiever, and you can also check out her podcast by the same name. That's all we have time for this week. Today's broadcast coordinator was Adam Clark. Mark McGrath was on sound. Brian Lally is the series producer. I'm Monia Curran. That was Reignite.